This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So I want to share with you an amazing learning opportunity. We know January 1st, Meretz Hashem, is going to be the Siyum HaShas of the Daf Yomi cycle. Many thousands of Yidden are devoted to learning Daf Yomi day in and day out. And Kol HaKavod, what an amazing accomplishment to be able to learn a Blat Gemara every single day for 7.5 years. But many find that Daf Yomi is too difficult for them to do it every single day, or even if people are devoted to learning every day, but to do an entire Blat, especially for those who grew up in yeshivas where they're used to learning slower and perhaps understanding it on somewhat of a deeper level, they find that they don't connect with the Daf Yomi. Many would like to have a greater degree of retention. So I personally found that the Daf HaShavua is really a remarkable program. Because even though, you know, at first glance you say, what could I possibly accomplish if I learn one blot a week? It's going to take me like 2 years to learn Masechet Yevamos. But I've been doing it now for a couple of years. And here's the secret of the Daf HaShavua. If you learn a blot a week, it really doesn't take more than a few minutes to chazer an Amud of Gemara. So in 50 years, you really have two ways of learning Shas. You could learn Daf Yomi, and you could learn the Shas 7 times. Or you could learn Daf HaShavua. But actually, if you learn a blot a week, it takes only about 5 to 10 minutes to chazer the blot. So in 1 week after you learn the blot, you could review it every day in 5 to 10 minutes. By the end of the week, you've reviewed the blot 7 times. You have it in your back pocket. It's yours. You own it. And it really doesn't take that long to learn the blot and then to review it quickly a number of times. It's a very easy and doable program. A number of people in my shul, they're learning Daf Yomi, they also do Daf HaShavua, and they find that by reviewing the blot so many times, they get tremendous sipuk out of learning the blot. So Daf HaShavua, it's not a stira to learning Daf Yomi, and for those who find Daf Yomi too difficult, it's really a remarkable program. From when we started, we've learned Be'a, we've learned Rosh Hashanah, we've learned Tainis, we've learned Megillah, and now we're finishing Moed Katan, B'siyata D'Shmaya. So Meretz Hashem, next week we start Masechta Chagiga. Please consider seriously joining us for Masechta Chagiga. We have shiurim online twice a week, 25 minutes approximately, 25 minutes. In less than an hour, or approximately an hour, you learn the blot, you chazer it. After Shachris, you chazer one amud. After Marav, you chazer the amud. You chazer it once. You do it daily. You do it again Friday night. You could end up chazering the blot many, many, many times. And a number of people in my shul have devoted themselves to many chazars a week, which really do not take a long time. Now, Masechta Moed Katan ends, and the end of days, Bila Hamoves LaNetzach. God will wipe away tears forever. It will be the end of death. But that connects to the beginning of Chagiga. Because the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, the mitzvah of visiting the Makom HaMikdash 3 times a year, there's a concept that Rav Naftali Katz, the author of the Smichas Chachamim, who explains the juxtapositions of the various Masechtas and Shas. So he explains when a piece of something connects with its source, it gives it vitality and eternal existence. For example, the Gemara Bechayre says that when the Chachmei Atuna smelled their own dust, it empowered them to go and challenge the Caesar. So too, when a Yid goes up to be Oile Regel, it gives the Neshama Nitzchias, it gives it eternal existence. That's the connection between the end of Moed Katan and the beginning of Chagiga. The end of Moed Katan ends with the end of death, and through what? Through the process of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Says the Smichas Chachamim, Re'iyah, seeing something is a great connection to something. And therefore in the future it's going to be Ayin ba'ayin Yeru b'shuv Hashem Tzion. We will see God eye to eye, and that will invigorate our souls and give us eternal life. And in the end of days, when it will be Bila, Mavas, Lanetzach, Umach Hashem, Lekim, Dima, Al Kalponim, when the coming of the Gula Asida. So again, next week we begin Masechta Chagiga. Everyone, the Oile Regel, elevate yourself to join us for this new Masechta. And in no time, in only 50 years, we'll have Shas in our back pocket, the Siyata D'Shmaya. Hope you could join us. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.